Right, joining us now, of course, Navy Academy graduate, Super Bowl MVP, Heisman Trophy winner. It's Roger Staubach. Thanks to USAA for making this possible. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, Brian.
Hey, so tell us about some of the great work you're doing with USAA as we get ready for the Army-Navy game coming up on Saturday in Philly.
Well, I'm kind of a lucky guy. I got involved with USAA when I graduated. My mother saved up to, she worked at General Motors to buy me a 1965 Chevrolet Super Sport convertible, and I had it. It was insured immediately by USAA. So I've been a fan of theirs a long time, and have done some work for them, and been involved in the of course the Army Navy game. They're the presenting sponsors of the Army Navy game, and they've just done everything as far as serving the military community and families, and I'm not trying to put on. They're just a great organization, and I'm proud to be part of their activities, and that gives me a chance to talk to you on the radio also.
And Roger, I believe there is a special coin for this game, and it reminds me. Wasn't there a story when you were playing in the Army Navy game? Didn't JFK make the coin toss?
Yes, in 1962, I was a nervous wreck. You know, you couldn't play varsity football more than 3 years. So I played plebe football, and I went to the Army-Navy game, 100,000 people there, and I'm thinking, oh, my Lord, how could I, you know, I'd be a basket case if I was going to play in this game. And sure enough, the next year, the starting quarterback at the Army-Navy game, and President Kennedy was there, and he was there for the coin toss, and it was just a big deal. And I've been more nervous for that game than any game I've ever played in, Super Bowls or what. Was that first Army Navy game, and the president was there, and he was a PT-109 guy, you know, Navy guy, so he kind of winked at as far as pulling for Navy, but he had to, you know, he's commander in chief, so he had to pull for everybody, I guess, but. He sure liked the Naval Academy, and the next year we lost him. The assassination was horrible, and it was a week before the Army Navy game, and the game was almost called off, but it was played a week later, and it truly was one of the most emotional games ever. We didn't have any pep rallies or bonfires or anything, but the game was played on behalf of the Kennedy family, and.
Wow.
We won a real tight one that year. We had a real good team that year. We won 21-15, and so that Army Navy game was really special. That 63 Army Navy game.
We're chatting with the great Roger Staubach. Thanks to USAA, of course, the Army Navy game. That's the presenting sponsor coming up on Saturday. Roger, of course, Super Bowl MVP, Heisman Trophy winner, the great Dallas Cowboy. All right, and speaking of presidents, Roger, this year you accepted the Presidential Medal of Freedom. What was that like?
Well, that was a major surprise. I didn't realize it turned out, I guess, about 2 years ago. The captain of our 63 team, retired Admiral Tom Lynch, I guess nominated me, and there's some other admirals and generals, and I know Admiral Mattern and some others jumped on it too, and I didn't even know I was nominated until a few months ago. I found out that the committee narrowed it down, and I was being considered for the medal, and sure enough, a few weeks later, they called me and said I was selected. So it was sure a pleasant surprise. And I kind of kidded a lot of our people in Dallas. I played baseball through college. I was a big baseball fan. I said, yeah, I get a chance to meet Babe Ruth. Actually, a few people believed me. so I was in there with Babe Ruth and Elvis Presley and Alan Page. Alan and I played against each other at. He was at Notre Dame, and then played against him with the Vikings, and he still says that Drew Pearson pushed off on the Hail Mary pass, but that's okay. It was really a nice ceremony, and President Trump was nice to everybody, and we had pictures taken with. I had all of our kids and grandkids up there, my wife. So it was, it's impossible to justify an award like that, but it was nice to. People asked me to, or really nominated me to be considered, and it was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, that is unbelievable. Now, of course, we get the big game coming up, Army and Navy on Saturday, but also on Saturday night, something you're familiar with is the Heisman Trophy, and you won it back in 1963. So are you going to go to the Army-Navy game, then go to New York? Will you be in New York for this one or no?
No, I won't be able to do that. We're going to be in Philadelphia, and we got some of our families coming to the – we got some activities after the game, and so I'll miss that. I had a chance, as a former winner, we get a chance to vote. So it's going to be, I guess there'll be a few quarterbacks being considered for this one.
Yeah, I know, Roger, you can't really tell us who you voted for or whatnot.
Right.
How do you determine between these two guys? Because it's so tough. It seems like it's one of the more difficult years because you have a guy like Tua who was great all season. He gets hurt in the SEC championship game. But then you look at Kyler Murray, that Oklahoma defense has not been good all season long, so they've needed everything that he's done all year. It just seems like in recent history, is this one of the toughest fields to decide who's the winner?
I think both of those guys, it's difficult. The way the season ended, of course, Alabama, it's kind of amazing. The year before, Alabama had... It turned around the other way between the quarterbacks, and so this year I can't pronounce his last name that well, so I don't want the quarterback for Alabama.
Yeah, everyone just calls him Tua. I just call him Tua because I'll mess it up too. I think it's Tagovailoa, but who
Tua.
Knows?
I call him T, but he got hurt and everything, so he didn't finish up. And so Murray, though, is Kyler has kind of been consistent all year. So I would think that it's going to be a tough vote, but probably Kyler is got a little bit of an advantage the way the season ended. But who knows? I mean, I can't mention who I voted for. So I did vote for somebody.
We're chatting with the great Roger Staubach. Of course, he's brought to us by USAA this morning, getting ready for the Army and the Navy game, of course, coming up on Saturday. That game is in Philadelphia. All right, Roger, you led the NFL in passer rating 4 times. We know about the 2 Super Bowls, the Super Bowl MVP. So I'm just wondering, since you dominated your era, you look at the way that the game's being played today, and I guess we could ask the same question of guys like Dan Marino as well. What do you think your numbers would be like today? I mean, Pat Mahomes already has 41 touchdown passes. Breeze is completing like nearly 80% of his passes. What do you think the numbers would look like today?
Well, they would be, they'd be different because the rules were intentionally set to try to increase the number of passes, the passing game. When the ball wasn't in the air, you could hit the receivers and knock them down, actually. And you have to see some film sometime. You're dropping back, and a guy that you're going to throw to gets not just pushed, but knocked down. So the rule changes increased the number of passes. So the guys would throw the ball a lot more, and they also throw a lot more when they're inside, the 5 or 10 yard line. It's almost like a running play. Now, because of the some of the rules too, so the numbers are should be better, and they are. And I would enjoy the passing game a lot more today too. You're not being able to really even though your touch pass is 5 yards, and when you see these games, the referees, they have a hard time if the guy pulls on his jersey, and sometimes he gets called, sometimes he doesn't. But there's somebody is going to be open if you can buy some time, so it'd be fun to be a passer in today's NFL with the rules the way they are. But these quarterbacks, you got to be accurate and you got to get the ball out there. And there's just some really, really good young quarterbacks, and the triple option and the wishbone and stuff like that back in the old days, but the colleges today have a more wide open offense, and some of these quarterbacks are whether it's Mahomes or Darnold or whoever it is, they're really good. Wentz, there's some really good young quarterbacks.
All right, and Roger, just before we let you go, tell us again one more time about the great work you're doing with USAA, and can your midshipman end a 2-game losing streak against Army?
Well, you know, when I went to the Naval Academy, the first thing they did when I, as a plebe, was they cut your hair and then they made you yell out "Beat Army." So if you were 0-9 and you beat Army, you had a successful season. That's how important the Army Navy game is. So this is a bit for Navy because we've struggled all year. We've had some close games, but when Army plays Navy, anything can happen. But Army's had a better year, and so hopefully we'll pull it together and save our season this year. And so I'm gonna, you know, be up there yelling for Navy and try to make up for some of these losses we've had this year.
All right, that's the great Roger Staubach. Thanks for joining us this morning, courtesy of USAA. Have a great afternoon and great rest of your week, Roger.
Thank you, Brian. Take care.